Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of Databook. My name is Samara Rosenfeld, and today I will be speaking with Laura Swenson, business manager at KU MedWest. Swenson will discuss how KU MedWest is leveraging technology to improve the patient experience and make workflows more efficient. I'm joined today by phone with Laura Swenson, business manager at KU MedWest. Thanks so much for taking the time today. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing well. I was hoping we could just start by you giving some general background of KU MedWest and PerfectServe.
KU MedWest is a surgery center that has been in existence since early 2000, maybe even the end of 1990. We have just successfully opened our second site as of June of 2019. We do multi-specialty cases, a heavy GI and pain.
And PerfectServe?
We originally signed up with them under CareWire, so I'm going to apologize ahead of time if I call them CareWire instead of PerfectServe. That's my bad. It's just how I know them. We decided several years back that having a texting service to be able to reach out to our patients ahead of them coming in for their procedure was a good idea, and they had a lot of valuable things to offer us. The initial really had to do with getting our patients to go out and fill out their one medical passport so that when our PAT nurses reached out to them, they had all the information they needed to complete their PAT phone call.
Were you seeing that patients weren't coming prepared to KU MedWest?
It wasn't that they weren't coming prepared to the facility on their day of service. It was more our PAT nurses were contacting them and they didn't have all of their health information that they needed in order to do their health history call successfully. So that's when we kind of started looking at some different options of how we could get that information to the patient prior to them making that PAT call and having those conversations with the patient.
Can you talk a little bit about how the technology works and how it is addressing this problem?
Our current life looks a little different than our past life. So at the time when we got PerfectServe involved in our world, our PAT nurses had to have a one medical passport on each patient. So when we initially set up our texting service with them, you initially send out a text to let the patient know, you know, if you want to accept the text or if you don't. We would send out another text that would let them know that their physician, who is so-and-so, has scheduled them for a procedure or an appointment on a specific day, and then give them our address information. Then we would send them a reminder to make sure that they filled out their one medical passport. We had some other text messages that were being done in the very beginning, and then we found that we were getting a lot of patient complaints because they were overwhelmed with our text messages. So we kind of started stepping back and getting rid of ones that weren't 100% necessary, to where now it's down to our patients get 4 or 5 text messages. Currently, we don't use one medical passport anymore because we are part of our hospital system now and we're on Epic. And so they have something already in place, which is called MyChart, which we do have an on-demand MyChart message that we can send out from PerfectServe to our patients to let them know that they need to go into their link and fill out their MyChart. It's not something that we use very often now just because everything is so automated with inside of our Epic system. Patients have already taken care of that before they ever get to us, so it's very helpful. The other thing that we found very useful in the texting was we send out a text message to let patients know if they owe a copay or a deductible and the expectation of them bringing it in. Every once in a while, we have patients that have already resolved that before they get their text message the day before their procedure. So that's a tad confusing, but for the most part, patients really appreciate that one extra reminder so that they're prepared when they come. for the day of service. And then we also send a text message out the night before their procedure at like 6 o'clock to let the patient know that you have a procedure. This is the time that you need to arrive as the one last reminder. Most of our patients were able to actually have conversations with, but sometimes that conversation could have happened a week out. And so just to have that extra reminder that, hey, you do have an appointment and this is the time that you're expected to be there is super helpful. Probably one of the best benefits, in my opinion, is every night at 6 o'clock, the physicians that are in our facility the next day, they get a text message that tells them what time they're starting with us, as well as how many patients that they have on their schedule. And that way they're prepared. And with all of the different locations that KU has, it reminds them that they're supposed to be at our location. So that's super helpful.
Is this all done through AI, or is there actually someone sending personalized messages to each patient?
They can send personal messages. Again, that's something, that feature we used a lot in the past when we were dealing with one medical passport. If our PAT nurses saw that the patient hadn't completed their one medical passport, then they could go in and quickly send out a text message reminder that this needed to be completed ASAP. And they could do that for a whole bunch of patients at one time, because it's kind of like a dashboard where you can do like today's patients and tomorrow's patients with a click of the button. So that's super nice. But current state, we don't send a lot of on-demand messages. It's all stuff that's happening behind the scenes that we don't have to worry about.
Now, you already had mentioned that the physicians who are going to be coming into the facility to perform these surgeries are getting their own text messages saying, you know, their schedule, who they're seeing, how many patients.
It's not that detailed. It basically just says, you have surgeries at KU Midwest Ambulatory Surgery Center tomorrow, and your start time is 7:30 a.m., and you have 6 patients. So it's just really giving them a high level of, first, a reminder of which location to go to, second, what time to be there, and third, you have, you know, 6 patients or 12 patients, because that's going to make a difference of how the rest of their day is going to look once they leave us.
Right. So I can imagine that something like this is extremely beneficial for physicians and their workflow.
Yes, it's huge. And when they don't get their text messages, they all start panicking and are like, why isn't this working? And normally it's because we've added a new physician and I haven't gone in and made sure that we have a phone number for that new physician. So it kind of shuts everything down. But I get reminders from CareWire that just basically says, hey, you've got an issue, go in and take a look. And then once we solve that issue, all text messages start again and we're good to go.
In what other ways can this benefit workflow? Like what types of opportunities can this then present for KU Midwest and your physicians?
From the physicians, I feel like at this point, it's giving us the exact benefit that we really need, because, again, we have so many different locations. There's, you know, we have several different hospitals inside of our system. We have multiple ASCs now. And so it's a benefit just so that they know where to go for that day. I'm not sure that I see that there's any additional benefits that we could get at this point, but I can tell you it is a huge benefit that I would not want to take away. We've looked at several other services, including through Epic, and there isn't anybody really that can provide what we need them to provide for our physicians. That's always at the top of our list. I mean, our patients are incredibly important too, but ensuring that our physicians show up on time so that we can get our day started on time for our patients as well as our staff is huge.
Are you measuring your physician satisfaction with using the technology?
I can't say that I have something in place that I'm measuring. I just can tell you that when it's not working right, I hear about it so that I can fix it so it will work right again.
On the other hand, physicians aside, how can this technology improve the patient experience and satisfaction?
So I think it's really a good tool for patients when they get that first initial text message as reminding them that, hey, your doctor has scheduled this appointment for you. Number one, it reminds them, oh yeah, I need to put this on my calendar, or I need to ask for the day off, or oh my goodness, I didn't really want to do it that day. And then that prompts them to reach out to us or to the physician's office to get that corrected sooner than later. So I think that's a huge benefit. I think it's always nice when you owe money and it's expected to be collected that somebody is giving you one more, hey, FYI, don't forget that you need to take care of this tomorrow when you go check in if you haven't already. I think it's also super, super beneficial in case somebody, like let's say our schedule changed and we had to move you up in our day and all we could do was leave you messages because we couldn't get a hold of anybody. It gives you that additional reminder in case you didn't listen to your messages that, hey, you really are scheduled for a 7:30 case tomorrow morning and you need to be there and here's the address information. So I think each of the texts is incredibly beneficial in one way or another.
Would you consider, you know, trying to get numbers or measurements to support how patients feel when they receive the text messages, like giving out a survey or a questionnaire?
So there is a text message that they get after their procedure, and you can go in and read the reports on how the patients feel about it. A huge patient satisfier from what we see. So that, again, not something I have to generate or worry about. If I want to look at that data, I can just log in and take a look at it on my account.
Are there any cost savings that come with using this technology, either for the patient or for the health system as a whole?
Well, I think cost savings from a physician aspect, because their time's not being wasted by going to the wrong place. Patient satisfaction, because their physician's here to do what needs to be done. A lot of what instigated that part of the texting system was because RGI physicians aren't necessarily assigned to us a specific day every week or every month. Their schedule changes all the time. And so we were having GI doctors that thought they were supposed to be one place and they really were supposed to be with us. And sometimes they even had double books. They had, you know, things at the hospital or clinic at the hospital, and then they had our procedures, and that caused some bad disasters that we tried to avoid. So from that aspect, it's definitely something that has paid off.
Can you take us through the process of how you implemented this technology into your health system?
Well, it's not implemented across the health system. It is only for the surgery center. And basically, it was a super simple process. We talked about what our needs were. We came up with some different text messages. We talked about how CareWire was going to get the specific information. A lot of our stuff is driven by anesthesia type, because obviously if you have a peds patient that's going to come in, they probably don't need to be here quite as long, you know, 30 minutes to 45 minutes ahead of time versus an hour, which makes a difference for that child and the family. So just deciding how you wanted to drive the process, how many messages you wanted to go out. It really was I've done a lot of projects in the 10 years that I've been here, and out of all of them, this was probably one of the simplest, least painful. I said what I wanted. They put the data together. We reviewed it. We implemented it. We made sure all of our interfaces were good to go, and it's not something we really babysit or have to do anything with. It just takes care of itself behind the scenes, so that's super nice.
Now, do you see text messages as being something you could expand on to use in other ways, or is this really just what you need them for and that's it? You're just going to let it continue to ride out the way that it's been?
At this point, we've had a lot of changes. Like I said, we added a second site in the middle of last year. We also, at the same time, added Epic to our world. So right now, the needs that I have, it is doing without me having to do anything. So I am not anticipating that I'm going to do much changing. But, you know, that could change depending on what our needs are in the future.
Is there anything else about this technology? You know, you had mentioned how you kind of implemented it. You basically just addressed your needs and were able to get something that kind of mirrored exactly what you were asking for. If another health executive was listening to this and wanted to, you know, bring this technology into their health system, they would really just need to sit down and think of exactly like what they need and what they think their physicians and patients could benefit from.
Yes, just taking time to kind of assess your needs. That's really how we got started with the process. And like I said, our needs in the beginning were different than the needs that we have today. Sometimes it's trial and error, and you know, you create them. I can't tell you how many times we've rewritten our messages because, you know, they were really too wordy. So what words could we cut out, or they weren't wordy enough, or, you know, you have three messages that are going out. Can we really consolidate that down to one message? So a lot of it is just getting your plan on paper and then doing some trial and error. We, our management team at the time was actually kind of the original guinea pigs for our messages. So we could see how they were going to come across and how they were going to look. I think that's very important because you're going to be a good judge of what that looks like, if that's good or bad. And then, you know, just keep at it. Don't give up on the process. Figure out what's best and what is necessary, and try definitely not to have overkill. I think that's important.
Thank you so much for joining me on the phone. I really appreciate your insights, and I'm looking forward to, you know, learning more about this type of technology.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Databook. As always, I'm your host, Samara Rosenfeld. Make sure you like this podcast, subscribe, and follow Inside Digital Health on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook to stay up to date on the latest health tech news. Also, feel free to follow me on Twitter, at RosenfeldSamara, and let me know what you want to hear on the upcoming episodes of the show.